History is quite the wisdom if only you can listen and enjoy it as much as you enjoy luxuries of this world. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 47 of History's Most Influential Humans podcast. I'm your humble host, Damilare Makwa. And today I'll be briefly taking you through the interesting tale of Cyrus the Great, founder of the first Persian Empire. Born about 600 BC in an ancient city called Anshan. Apparently, Cyrus was supposed to have been killed from birth because his granddad from his mom's side saw a vision that was translated to be his downfall. But the person or people assigned to kill him couldn't do so. So luckily for him, he survived his childhood and became a great king. Cyrus later grew up with a couple who had a stillchild, then replaced their child with Cyrus, although his name was later changed. He lived anonymously for 10 years until he got into an incident that exposed him. He was playing with his friends, pretending to be a king. He gave orders to one of his friends, but that one disobeyed him. And because of this disobedience, he had his friend beaten. The friend's father was an important man, so his father went to report him to the real king, Astyages. Then Astyages went to talk to Cyrus himself, a king. And this is when Ashiritu, meaning he was exposed. Cyrus was spared, apparently, which was also surprising, and allowed to go and live with his real parents. But the real punishment went to the servant who disobeyed the kill order from the king, Harpagus. He was tricked to eat the meat of his own son, who the king ordered to be killed and cooked. Harpagus acted calm after he realized it was his son and said, "Whatever the king's orders are," but with later revenge. In 559 BC, Cyrus became the king of Ashan, where he was giving birth to. Harpagus then told Cyrus that he should rebel against his grandpa and take over his kingdom, named Midian, which Cyrus had to pay homage to because of their size. Cyrus agreed to Harpagus' proposition, but had to consolidate the Persians who were scattered to also join in. He did this to an extent and attacked Midian. And luckily for him, Harpagus was made as the head of Midian's army by the same king that killed his son. How foolish. After a series of battles and events, Midian fell, and Cyrus became its new ruler, but he spared his grandpa though. This was the beginning of the formidable Achaemenid Empire. Without too much long story, after Cyrus's takeover of Midian, he went on to conquer the two other superpowers in West Asia at the time, Lydia and subsequently Babylon. So at the height of the Achaemenid Empire, during the rule of Cyrus, he ruled over Persia, Midian, Lydia and Babylon. His death is quite the bother though, because there are various tales of how he died from different people. Some said he died peacefully at home, but a lot of other people agree that he died in a very fierce battle, and his remains were buried in a mausoleum in the capital of Pasargadae. Although it was rebuilt by Alexander the Great after he conquered the Achaemenid Empire about 200 years after the death of Cyrus. It is said to be located in Shiraz, Iran today, as the last ruins of the Achaemenid Empire. Well, that's it on the 47th episode of HMIH Podcast, guys. I wish you all an amazing August. See you all on another episode of HMIH Podcast in the month of September, by God's grace. Damilare Makwa out.